Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
A royal priesthood. 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. How do you understand your identity in this world? Are you in Christ? If so, you have an identity that is far superior to any temporary role-based identity of this world. Here in 1 Peter 2, Christians are called a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. These pronouncements are for this world and for all eternity. We have an eternal context of these pronouncements to look forward to, but do we understand our privilege and responsibilities here and now? Two key and obvious ways this should affect how we live now. First, we are to live lives that proclaim God's excellencies, and tied to that, our conduct is to be honorable. Both our words and actions should be a declaration of God's goodness. Do we look for opportunities to speak of God's goodness in our lives, how he has rescued us from our sins and instated us into his eternal kingdom by his grace and mercy? As a platform for these declarations, we should live the morally upright lives that God prescribes as a reflection of his holy character. In many senses, the most basic starting point for this would be the contrast between the works of the flesh and the fruits of the Spirit that the Apostle Paul describes in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 24. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. These are actions that even an unbelieving world can see the value of. Have you ever had anyone tell you they had too much love in their life? How about too much joy? Peace? Anyone say they just have too much peace? They would prefer a bit more chaos, thank you very much. Patience, goodness, kindness, self-control? You get the point. Other aspects will fly directly in the face of the values of the world. When we stand for things like heterosexual monogamous marriage, God's definition of male and female, and the personhood of the unborn deserving our protection and not destruction, we will show ourselves to be citizens of God's eternal kingdom over and against any earthly kingdom. This can bring ridicule and persecution in our current context, but is a part of our identity in Christ. May God give us supernatural wisdom to embrace our holy calling and identities in a world that is often steeped in opposition to its Creator. Dear Lord, I thank you for the new identity you have declared for me, even though I don't always represent you or that identity as I should. I thank you for your mercy and for the strength to continue to strive to become who you have already declared me to be. Amen.